As she exited the curator's chambers, Tallery was suddenly aware of each and every scribe in the office turning away from their work to look up at her. Some seemed indifferent. Some fixed her with cold, measuring gazes that bore her nothing but ill will. She had no allies amongst her colleagues. She had never been one to socialize with the others between shifts, and that had bred suspicion of her. Before, Tallery had been indifferent to such petty behavior, but now, when she badly needed support, she knew there would be none. And then she spied Kelkinod across the far side of the room. His words were lost to her, but it was an animated conversation with a maniple of bulky humanoid mechanicals, the four of them towering over him. Each of the machines was detailed with a complex livery, a kind of binaric heraldry that Tallery could not read. She knew only that the symbols designated them as combatant serviles, enthralled to the mistress of Riga herself, the ruler of the floating city-state, and a scion of the Legio Cybernetica. The mistress's cyborgs were what passed for law enforcement on the orbital plate, stripped-down versions of Herkada's battlefield thalaxy. They tirelessly patrolled the city's streets, dealing out harsh, dogmatic justice to any criminals unlucky enough to attract their attention. Tallery's heart sank as she saw Kelkinod say her name and turned to look in her direction. He pointed, and as one, all four of the cyborgs set their gazes upon her. The glinting faces of the machines were featureless and utterly devoid of emotion.
Katana Tallery, remain still. You are bound by law under the authority of the Imperium of Man.
No, there must be some mistake.
If the cyborg heard her words, it gave no sign. Instead, it advanced across the room with its cohorts in lockstep formation, iron arms rising to present capture claws and the maws of electro guns. She backed away, the action purely reflexive. Her thoughts raced. Was this how Lond had met his end, at the hands of these machines? Had she said too much, foolishly betraying what she had learned to the very forces trying to conceal it? Tallery had the sudden and very certain impression that if she surrendered to the cyborgs, her life would be over. She was a good citizen, a loyal subject of her beloved emperor, and more besides. But this day, she had looked up to find herself at the center of a whirlwind of distrust. If she were to vanish, no one would know about Othrys and the missing ships, the stolen munitions. That could not be allowed to happen.
Katana Tallery, remain still.
I'm sorry. I can't take the risk.
The machine was almost upon her when the scribe burst into motion. She pushed away from a grasping claw and almost collided with a drooling servitor, pushing a wheeled hod filled with heavy ledgers and data slates. Reacting without conscious thought, Tallery grabbed the shoulders of the servitor and shoved it hard towards the phylaxy. The thick books and glassy slates tipped from the hod and came down around the machine soldiers like an avalanche. Their advance was momentarily blocked, and Tallery used the confusion to make a break for the corridor. Pulses of energy lit the air as they opened fire. Tallery heard a choked-off scream as one of the other functionaries was too slow to get out of the way, and she saw him go spinning to the floor, writhing as a discharge meant for her shot through him.
Do not resist arrest!
Tallery! What have you done?
She burst out into the corridor and ran full tilt for the conveyor shaft at the far end. In her mind's eye, she was plotting out the route she would follow. The conveyor would take her all the way down the length of the Munitorum Tower to the sub-levels. From there, Tallery could lose herself in the thronging crowds of people, finding safety in numbers. She would need to seek a way off Riga, perhaps by shuttle or freight barge. Her plan crumbled to dust in an instant, as a second maniple of cyborgs rounded the far corner and took up a position directly in front of the conveyor shaft.
Throne and blood! No!
She was trapped, her escape route cut off, with the other mechanicals close at her heels.
Remain still! Do not resist!
Tallery cast about desperately. She had committed herself to this course of action, and she could not draw back from it. She knew that the machines would never listen to her explanations. They considered her a flight risk now, and she would be lucky to avoid being gunned down where she stood. The rebellion of Warmaster Horus had put Terra on a war footing, and with that change came others more sinister and repellent. The shadow cast by the turncoat was not just from fear of him and what he might do, but from fear of his father, the Emperor, as well. The Imperium's grip on its citizens was tightening as people imagined treachery in every shadowed corner, and they were right to do so. There were traitors on Riga, and they wanted Catano Tallery.
I won't surrender!
She shrugged off the near panic and concentrated. A few meters away, light flooded in through a tall window of colorful glass egg, depicting farmers hard at work in the fields of some agri-world. Without hesitating, Tallery grabbed the end of a short bench resting along the wall and upended it, shouldering it towards the glass.
Halt! You are bound by law! Halt now!
Ignoring the commands of the machine, she vaulted up to the window frame and pushed out onto the ledge through the broken panes, where the bulky cyborg could not immediately follow. She had never really considered how tall the tower was. Not until now, as she looked down towards the thronging streets far below. Cargo transports and smaller tilt jet flyers charted courses around the building and the habitat blocks nearby. As a passenger skiff shot past, she called out and tried to flag down the pilot.
Hey! You! Help me!
The skiff did not come back around. If Tallery could not get off the ledge soon, her pursuers would find a way to get out after her. But surely there would be someone who would come to her aid. A whole city's worth of sky traffic was racing past just a few meters away. Would they all ignore her? Was everyone on Riga afraid to lift up their heads and call out injustice when they saw it? Was everyone too scared to get involved?
There is no escape!
With flawless logic, the relentless machines had chosen a more direct approach to Tallery's capture. Reconfiguring their talons into mailed fists, the Thalaxi set to work, smashing an opening through the wall of the tower, sensing her through the stonework with their thermal images. A thick plasteel arm emerged through a rent in the masonry and grabbed at Tallery's robes, snatching at the material. She cried out and tried to pull free.
Release me!
Do not resist!
She saw it happening, and Tallery knew there was nothing she could do to stop it.
No.
The stone ledge beneath her feet cracked and broke away, her robe tearing as gravity pulled her down. For one sickening second, she hung suspended by what remained of her hood. And then she fell.
No!